I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Shanghai is welcoming the world to its expo, formerly known as the World's Fair. It kicked off the six-month expo today with a gala evening performance. China has spent more on the expo than it did on the Beijing Olympics, both with the same idea, throwing a coming-out party for itself as a world power. But this time there's been less international hoopla and more domestic skepticism. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Shanghai.
中国 2010年 上海世界博览会开幕！
Expo 2010 Shanghai, China now opens.
That's all President Hu Jintao had to say at the opening ceremony of the Shanghai Expo. The fact that 20 heads of state were there, including French President Nicolas Sarkozy, kind of spoke for itself. Sarkozy had threatened 2 years ago to boycott the Beijing Olympics because of the crackdown in Tibet, but he then climbed down. Relations with China were too important, and that's how China likes to be seen. The Chinese government has spent $45 billion on the expo and expects some 70 million people to visit it over the next 6 months. At the opening ceremony, Politburo member Wang Qishan expounded on the expo's theme, Better City, Better Life.
We'll open the door on cities in the future, introduce new ways of life, promote the harmony between people, city, and nature, and the building of cities of safety, civilization, and happiness, and the all-around development of mankind.
The rest of the opening ceremony consisted of treacly song and dance numbers, like this one, sung by girls in pink filmy gowns and sparkly crowns, with Jackie Chan joining in. Then there was Andrea Bocelli singing the aria Nusen Dorma, while a pigtailed little girl in red held his hand, smiled, and waved her stuffed Shanghai Expo mascot, which detractors say looks suspiciously like a blue version of Gumby. One foreign observer joked that this and other kitschy numbers featuring foreigners was China's revenge for what it calls its own 150 years of humiliation at the hands of foreign powers. Actually, the Chinese government and many Chinese people take the expo very seriously. At a volunteer information booth just near the expo's main gate, 19-year-old Hang Xiao says she was honored to be chosen as a volunteer.
We all feel very proud of the expo has here in our China Shanghai. So I feel very excited.
Of course, not everyone is so excited. Perhaps not the 18,000 families who were forced to move to clear land for the expo's temporary pavilions. Jinyue Hua was forced off her family's land even before that and has been fighting a decade to no avail for fair compensation. Instead, she says, she's been beaten, thrown in illegal black jails, and in the run-up to the expo, kept under virtual house arrest.
During the expo, a lot of foreign tourists and foreign journalists will come to Shanghai. Besides seeing these beautiful pavilions, they should also see the great gap between those beautiful pavilions and life for ordinary people. I think people deserve to have their freedom, their human rights, and democracy. But look what we have now.
But for those not so directly and adversely affected by Shanghai's ambitions, the expo just seems good fun. A young woman who lives in the expo neighborhood, Qing Ting, says she's looking forward to going for a simple reason.
You go see the expo, you see the whole world.
But not yet, she says. Too many people. She saw the photos of the chaos last week when the expo had a four-day trial run with long waits, frustrated crowds, trash thrown into drinking fountains, and even a few fistfights. The kinks have supposedly been worked out. How much they have been will be clear when the Shanghai Expo first opens its gates and welcomes the world tomorrow. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Shanghai.